Let's turn now to one of history's most famous tragedies, the sinking of the Titanic in 1912. 100 years later, we're still talking about it. Among the most compelling aspects of the story is the behavior of the passengers. People lined up in an orderly way for the lifeboats. Men smoked cigars calmly on deck, men who would soon be dead. That kind of behavior has been studied by biologists, psychologists, even economists, as NPR's Zoe Chace and Caitlin Kenny from our Planet Money team explain.
In the 1997 movie, there's this amazing moment. As people get into the lifeboats, the ship's band, the cellist, and the violinist, they pick up their bows and play.
All right, boys, like the captain said, nice and cheery so there's no panic. Wedding dance.
This isn't just Hollywood. This actually happened. According to survivor accounts, the band played as the ship went down, and the band members died.
This is weird for economists, because economists like to believe that people tend to act in their own self-interest.
Like pushing and shoving, very, very orderly behavior. So the panic never actually kicked in.
David Savage is a researcher with Queensland University in Australia. He studied testimony from the surviving passengers and crew.
He wanted to figure out why the people on the Titanic behaved the way they did when the ship sank. Another big ship went down around the same time. The people on that ship acted very differently. A movie was made about that, too.
Achtung, Feuer bereit machen. Feuer!
The Lusitania was hit by a German U-boat. Its passengers totally panicked.
The two events had a lot of similarities. Luxury liners, same time period. Same amount of passengers, same amount of survivors. The biggest difference, Savage concludes, time. The Lusitania sank in less than 20 minutes. The Titanic took about 2.5 hours.
If you've got an event that lasts 2.5 hours, social order will take over and everybody will behave in a social manner. If you're going down in under 17 minutes, well, basically it's instinctual.
On the Titanic, social order ruled. Just like in the movie, it was women and children first.
Come on, sister, you heard the man. Into the boat.
Any room for a gentleman, gentlemen?
Only women at this time, sir.
On the Lusitania, instinct won out. The survivors were basically the people who could swim and get into the lifeboats.
Savage says, yes, we're self-interested, but we're also part of a society. Given enough time, societal conventions can trump our natural self-interest. At the time, women and children always went first, and men were stoic. On the Titanic, there was enough time for this to play out.
If you didn't let others go ahead, what would people think of you? Savage tells the story of one of the passengers who survived, a guy at the back of the line who was convinced to get into a lifeboat.
There was a spot left, and they said, look, mate, there's a spot here. Take the spot. And he's like, oh, no, I can't. So they convinced him, look, you're going to drown, get in the boat. So he got in the boat. However, he got back to Japan and he was viewed as being a coward and he was derided by the press and everybody in the country for the rest of his life.
Social pressure has a massive amount of power over people's behavior.
People are very friendly and helpful to each other, given enough time to actually instigate their social behavior.
More than 1,500 people went down with the Titanic.
Some of them chose to. I'm Zoe Chace.
I'm Caitlin Kenny, NPR News.